Well, hello everybody. It is now day 27. I always have to look down at my computer, and as you can see, still no decorations on the tree. Actually, that is not live, so I keep saying, as you can see, blah, 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 but actually, that's not live, so I've said that a million times. So how is everybody? I'm doing good today. It's getting a little bit colder, so if you're watching the video, you see I'm still wearing a t-shirt, but I've got my trendy little undershirt underneath it. But anyway, I only have one of these white undershirts, and I really like the look, you know, so a nice trendy looking t-shirt with like something under it. But anyway, so I wanted to start off, and I know for you audio listeners, you may not get as much out. You may have to go over to the video section or to YouTube if you want to get the benefit of some of this stuff. But I did, because this is supposed to be geeky, I wanted to give some tips, like I've said. And I want to read an email first that I got. I hope it was an email, because and maybe it wasn't an email. I thought it was an email, and oh gosh, I'm not prepared. So I got an email. I'm going to have to log out of this and log back in. For some reason, I'm getting problems on my computer, and I don't know why, but I got an email from Mark in Canada. That's why, because I'm logged in under the wrong account. So give me 1 second to log in. But I got an email from him, and I wanted to read it because I really appreciated it. And if you guys want to email me, you can email me at contact@geekygay.com is the one I give out. If you know my other email addresses, that's fine, but I like to kind of separate, you know, where I'm getting the email from. If you know me from other places, then certainly you can email me at any of my email addresses. I don't keep them secret. But anyway, so I got an email from Mark, and this computer goes really slow. Gosh dang it. And I will read it as soon as it comes up. But anybody who wants to email me, please email me and, you know, ask me questions. But I wanted to give tips and stuff like that. But he says, "Hi, Adam. This is just a short note of thanks for answering my questions on Geeky Gay. I was out shopping when you were talking about giving an Asian gentleman caller a tongue bath. And Mark, I don't recall talking about giving an Asian gentleman caller. Did I say that I wanted to, or that those skinny little bodies make me want to do that? I haven't given any tongue baths recently, but it sounds good. It sounds good. But anyway, you made my trip to the Sears outlet much more enjoyable." I love the Sears outlet. We had a Sears outlet in Dallas, and I got all of my stainless steel appliances there. They were great. Although now I'm in debt up to my eyeballs because of stainless steel appliances. Anyway, so your podcast is very habit-forming and addictive. I don't know why, Mark, but thank you. I hope you continue past November, and I think I will. It'll just be maybe a couple of times a week because they're so short. "I especially appreciated your advice on using Audacity to remove hiss, which totally works. I couldn't hear the hiss in Audacity, but it sure was there in my output files. Thanks to you, my listeners will be able to hear future episodes of Musings of a Tech Writer that are hiss-free." Well, I'm glad that I could help you, Mark, and I wanted to give another tip because my thing is podcasting. I mean, I really like audio and video that I'm playing with now, and maybe someday when I do a good job at the video, I'll have video tips as well. But for now, I wanted to give another audio tip that I found. So DI Plus that Daniel and I do, because we want to sound, he's in South Carolina and he's going to be moving to Connecticut, and I'm in Arkansas, but because we want to sound like we are in the same room and not have that Skype-y or Google Hangout-y sort of sound, he records on his end. and I record on my end. And then what he does is he will save that to a format actually called FLAC and send that to me. And you could save it as WAV. FLAC is just like an uncompressed form, so you don't lose any quality, basically. WAV is very similar, so you could do that as well. And he sends it over, and then I put them together. Well, part of what I have to do is sync up his voice with my voice first before I edit anything else to make sure that we are together. And I wanted to show you guys a tip that I found for doing that. So I've got Audacity up here, and if you're listening audio, I'll try to explain this, but basically what I've got is two mono tracks, one right under the other. And there, I don't know what these tools are called, but if you pick the little tool that has the arrow on either end at the top, it allows you to move the tracks around. And so what I'll do is I'll take Daniel's track and I'll move it until it matches up exactly where I want it. Well, I'm going to be doing a lot more editing after I do that. And I don't want to merge the two tracks. Part of the editing process will be to merge those two tracks eventually so that you can, you know, do some other things, which I'm not going to go over. But I don't want to do that until I've completely edited the whole thing, because sometimes I want to get rid of something just out of his track, or like a cough or something like that. Or I want to get rid of something out of my track. So I will leave them separate for my entire editing process until I get to the end. And then there are a couple of steps that you need to have them merged together to do correctly. So what I'll do is, what I found is an easy thing to do to make sure once you get it in perfect sync, and you know that this is exactly where you want it, you don't want it to move anymore, I would find that I would accidentally move it, or I would do one editing. I would delete a piece of one of the tracks, and then I would forget that I had this other track underneath it, and then they would be out of sync again. Well, the way that you can do this in Audacity is if you go up to, after you get this other track to where exactly where you want it, you go up to tracks and you go to, it's called Sync Lock Tracks. So if you click on Sync Lock Tracks, you'll see, I don't know how well you can see this, but there's a little bitty clock-looking thing at the bottom right corner of each of the tracks. And that just lets you know they're synced. So if I move one now, it moves both of them. Well, the handy thing about that, not only does it move both of them, but if you delete, or like if I went up here and I deleted a section out of this audio and I just selected that, well, if they weren't synced, it would just work on that top track, and then I would have an issue with the bottom track. But because I have them sync locked, it also deletes the part of the bottom track. Now, you have to be careful because you could end up editing a part of the bottom track that you didn't want to edit. If you do other effects like truncate silence or things of that nature, you don't want to do that. Let me think. You want to be careful about the effects that you're doing. I'm not going to get into any more detail, but you just, some of the effects, when it's sync locked, they will end up deleting parts of, and I'll have to go into more detail. Like, for instance, if you're using the truncate silence, I found if you only select one of the tracks when you do that, because it's sync locked, it has to, if it deletes a part of the silence on that top track, it has to also delete part of the bottom track, but it's not checking both. So this is getting really complicated, and if you're listening to the audio, I apologize. But basically, sync lock is what I'm telling you guys. So if you have two tracks, and this could be, even if you just wanted to add in a little bit of music to a specific section, and you only wanted that music to be, let's say you were telling a story like The Night Before Christmas or something like that, and you wanted to have, you know, some Christmas song playing underneath that. And so you didn't do it live, but you imported a Christmas song and you wanted that to play just during that story. So you put it exactly where you want it, But then you're going to do some more editing. You know, you're going to delete some chunks or you're going to move some stuff around. Well, what might happen is all of a sudden that music is not in the correct place anymore, and you have to go back and move it around and fiddle with it. If you put on sync lock, that music will always be synced with that section of the audio. So that's my tip. Gosh, that went really long, and so this is going to be a long episode. And you people who who don't want tips or who are listening to the audio, I apologize. I hope I was clear enough, but it's going to help if you go over and watch the video. So that is my tip for today. And I'm really focusing on video for this one because that's something I want to add. So, you know, I'll try to be as descriptive as possible. But if you want to know what I talked about in a little more detail, then go over to the video. If you guys have any suggestions, maybe that was too confusing. I decided to do that on the spur of the moment today, so I didn't do a lot of prep for it. But basically, my suggestion is if you have two or more tracks that you want to keep aligned, just go up to tracks and select sync lock, and that will keep them synced. Again, be careful because some of the other effects that you do could cause issues. So you're going to have to play around with it, and you may have to use undo a few times because I have learned a few things. And if you have any questions, though, email me. I use it every week, so I know some tricks and stuff. So I wanted to update you guys on the Mexican guy because you all seem to be interested. And I had one comment that said, leave him alone. You know, he's getting a divorce and yada yada. And then I had another one that said, go for it. So last night, I text messaged him. And we went back and forth, and you know, he made some comments. He said, okay, I'll try to go over, but my wife, I'm still living here, and my wife gets really freaked out when I go meet anyone, and I don't want to get in any trouble with her. He's like, and she's going to move out, but it's not going to be until next month. So the one who said stay away is kind of correct that there is some drama going on, and I knew there would be. I mean, I'm not looking for anything. And then he constantly stays busy, and then he made the comment that I'm like, well, every time I invite you over, you're always hesitant about it. And he said, well, I get scared that you're going to be with other guys when we're not together, and that freaks me out. And, you know, I mean, we're not dating. So, and I said, well, we're not dating and I'm safe and I try to keep a regular or whatever. So I'm not just, you know, having everybody's banana from here to Oklahoma. But I mean, you know, you're always busy and we're not in a relationship or anything. So he is very straight mentality as far as I think the gay stuff still freaks him out and he's afraid. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to take him out on a date because he said, you know, I'd really like to experience a date. And because I'm not looking for a relationship, I think I can take him on a date, you know, just go watch a movie, whatever, and have a fun time. I don't expect anything out of it. I won't be sad if it ends because there is nothing. And I know that he's not going to be anybody reliable to date. So that was my update. And there you go. I'm going to try to incorporate. I did see some comments that I have not included in episodes. I'm going to try to start incorporating those more. So I want you guys to keep doing that. If you want to email me, email contact@geekygay.com. If you want to follow me on Google Plus, look for Geeky Gay or Adam Burns or both. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Adam H, the number 2 T, and I'm also on Facebook. So anyway, contact me, guys. Send me an email. Ask me a question. I want to talk to you. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.